USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says an executive order on protecting monuments and statues will be ready by the end of the week.
We're going to have a very strong executive order, but we already have very strong. We have the Monuments Act already, which means 10 years in jail.
During a news conference at the White House with the president of Poland, President Trump says he's angry with the ongoing efforts by some protesters in cities to abuse or remove statues. Prosecutors in Georgia are formally charging three men involved in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery.
Today, the Glenn County grand jury did return an indictment against Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Bryan.
Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes announcing the men will face malice and felony murder charges in the shooting death of Arbery in February. The Dow lost 710 points. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill from debate on the Senate floor. Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler joins Fox News and is not very happy with the Democrats' antics.
Well, this is ridiculous, Ed. This is an insult to the effort that we've led. I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our community safe.
President Trump has successfully appointed 200 federal judges in three-plus years. The Republican-led Senate confirmed Corey Wilson for the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination is confirmed.
Wilson is a state court judge in Mississippi. Republicans are calling him a conservative pick. Meanwhile, Democrats are accusing Wilson of being overly partisan and question his record on civil rights. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Bill Cosby will have another day in court. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby won the right to appeal his 2018 conviction on sexual assault. The 82-year-old has been in a state prison outside of Philadelphia for almost a couple of years. A jury found him guilty of attacking a woman at his home in 2004. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court will review two aspects of the case: a judge's decision to allow five other accusers to testify about past encounters, and an agreement Cosby signed with a prosecutor that he would never be charged.
A longtime rock star says he's not afraid of dying from COVID-19. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the story.
Rocker Sammy Hagar was recently asked by Rolling Stone in an interview how he was dealing with the pandemic, and the former Van Halen singer turned solo artist says he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine, as long as the pandemic was, in his words, declining. Then he added, quote, "I would rather personally get sick and even die, if that's what it takes to get back to playing rock and roll." And he said he would also rather see everyone go back to work, end quote, "If some of us have to sacrifice on that, okay." Hagar said, "We all gotta die sometime, man." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.